This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practice in pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number, as always, on The Bright Side. And we love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, or success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our second segment. We'll be talking to Ivy Slater of Slater Success and the author of the book, From the Bar to the Boardroom, Choreographing Business Success Through Authentic Relationships. She's also written a book called Conquering Your Fear of Money, A Woman's Guide to Business Success. We'll talk about some of the things that are necessary for getting your message across, for succeeding in business, and for succeeding in life as well. Whatever criteria you may use, there's a lot of overlap between business success and life success. Not that they always go together, but a lot of the same skills that you need to have a good business are what you need to have a good life, including being authentic, including having good relationships, and including understanding how your thought processes and how your mind works. That's what we've been talking about a lot on this program lately, is how the mind works. And that's one of the things that I've been personally fascinated with in my life. I've been using mind strategies, mind power strategies, and pretty much since I was a little kid, using psychology, understanding psychology. And we are just psychologically ignorant, and that's behind much of the trauma and misery and all the stuff that's going on in the world today, is the fact that we don't understand how our minds work. We don't understand how our brains work. We don't understand how our bodies work. We don't understand how we work. How can we have a good life if we don't understand how we work, how our body and our biology and our mentality and our psychology work? It's really, really critical to understand things, understand these bodies that we have, our physical body, our mental body, our emotional bodies that we have, if we're going to allow them to transport ourselves through this reality. And inelegant use of the bodies and misunderstanding or not understanding the bodies is behind much of the misery that we deal with in our world today. And that includes, of course, as we talk about in this program all the time, is the physical nature. Yeah, we get down in the weeds sometime on The Bright Side. We talk about some of the minutiae about the body, but not only is it really fascinating and interesting, I think it is, hopefully you do too, it's really functional. It's really important. It's important to understand about acetylcholine. It's important to understand about choline. It's important to understand about why you need to be using choline as a supplement, why eggs are an important food source of choline or an important food source of nutrients, why you want to make sure that you're using fatty fish if you have attention deficit disorder, or if you have fat malabsorption syndrome, or if you have any other health challenge, cardiovascular health challenge, fatty liver disease, etc. We don't understand how our bodies work, we're going to be taken advantage of. There's a really cool book written by a guy named Douglas Rushkoff called Program or Be Programmed. And I always loved that title. In the book, he talks about how if we don't understand how our minds work, we're going to be programmed by other people. And that's really, we're obviously witnessing the effects of that. But program or be programmed has to do with our bodies as well. When we don't understand how our bodies work, when we don't understand how to program our bodies, somebody else is going to come in and give us a vaccine to do it for us. Rest assured. And if you really don't understand it, you're going to beg them for a vaccine. And indeed, there are people begging for drugs and begging for vaccines and begging for medical interventions because they don't understand how their bodies work. All right. If you want to purchase your longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470. And if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, love to have you on my team. We can help you build your business for a $30 fee. If you call 866-735-2470, they can set you up or they can answer your questions. You can also click on the join the team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment. Ivy Slater, author of From the Bar, B-A-R-R-E, which is a ballet term, I believe, to the boardroom. We'll talk to Ivy Slater at the bottom of the hour. So, we have been talking about choline, the essential nutrient that no one knows about, or not that many people know about. You know about it now, because we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. Choline is a building block, especially a building block for membranes. Membranes are fatty. They separate the water part from the fatty part. So membranes are always going to be fatty, whether they're cell membranes or whether they're your skin membrane or whether they're the membrane on top of organs. Your organs have membranes on top of them. They also are involved in the membranes that make up the subcellular organelles, structures, thousands of them, inside the cell. That blows me away every time I think about it. You have thousands. Yes, maybe tens or maybe hundreds of thousands of little substructures inside of a cell. They're discrete and they have membranes and they do different things. The endoplasmic reticulum and the mitochondria and the Golgi apparatus and the lysosome. A lysosome. There's even a miniature cell inside a cell called an exosome. Exosomes are involved in getting rid of toxins, getting rid of genetic material, also in sending messages to other cells. That is so cool to me. You have a cell, right? And inside the cell, you got another cell. It's called an exosome. It's a miniature version of a cell. Cell inside a cell. And one of the jobs of this cell inside a cell, it gets packed with messages from cell A, and it gets squirted out, and those messages travel in this little bubble, it's called an exosome, but travel to another cell, and then they release their messages. This is how they, one of the ways that cells talk to each other, they communicate to each other. That is so freaking amazing. And then you have genetic material that's sometimes dumped out overboard from a cell. That's really important these days. Check this out. You got genetic material that's dumped out overboard in these exosomes, which are, by the way, lined with choline. And these exosomes look a lot like viruses. Yes. And there are some people who think that sometimes people mistake, healthcare professionals mistake viruses for exosomes. Could that be? If you know where I'm going with that. Anyway, so choline is essential for membranes, for nerve cells, for the brain. It's a must-have. Choline is a must-have nutrient for dementia patients or anyone concerned with cognitive decline as you get older. There's an interesting relationship between estrogen and choline, and as women get older and their estrogen levels drop postmenopausal, they're going to have issues with choline deficiency, which may lead to cognitive decline. And on the other hand, choline is important for kids whose brains are developing. And it's a critical supplement for pregnant women. You're going to find it in a lot of you'll find it in pretty much most prenatal vitamin formulas. It's not a vitamin. I say prenatal vitamin formulas. We call them prenatal vitamins. There's other things in there. Choline's not a vitamin. It's vitamin-like. Whatever that means. Similar to a vitamin. I don't even know if it's similar to a vitamin, but it's essential. And actually, it's not even essential. It's conditionally essential because we can make a little bit as long as we have enough estrogen. There's an important connection between the two. Fetuses need choline for healthy brain development. In fact, choline synthesis and the relationship between choline synthesis and estrogen has to do with making a baby. That's estrogen's main role. And when estrogen levels are high, choline is produced sufficiently, at least sufficiently for fetal development, although it's a good idea always to make sure you're getting enough in choline in supplements and in foods. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and lines are open for you at 844-236-6010. Ivy Slater will be with us in our next segment. She's the CEO of Slater Success and the author of two books, From the Bar to the Boardroom. That's B-A-R-R-E, bar to the boardroom, not bar like where you go drinking, but bar where you do various Pilates and ballet type exercises. From the bar to the boardroom, choreographing business success through authentic relationships, and another book called Conquering Your Fear of Money, A Woman's Guide to Business Success. We'll talk to Ivy Slater about leadership and relationships and building a business. She's owned and operated a successful seven-figure business herself, so she knows what she's speaking about. We'll talk to Ivy Slater at the bottom of the hour and get your calls to this segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so let's see here. Talk about choline. That's a few more things to say. Actually, I'm going to talk about choline for a while now, for a little bit longer, especially as it has to, as it regards fatty liver disease and fat malabsorption syndrome. It involves so many different things. It's kind of interesting that it only became a an essential nutrient in 1998 because it's just involved in so many different things in the body. And while you can make a little bit of it, nobody makes enough of it, especially if you're getting older. And that means postmenopausal women, that means men, that means anyone concerned about cognitive decline would be wise to be eating lots of choline-containing foods, eggs and fish. This is one of the reasons why fish are considered brain food. Fish have other things in them, and eggs are considered brain food too. And please don't be an eggophobe unless you have some kind of allergy, a food allergy, of course. Some people have food allergies to eggs, and that's very unfortunate. But if you don't have a food allergy, do not be an egg-a-phobe, and do not worry about the cholesterol in eggs, as most of you guys probably are aware. Cholesterol is very, very, very important stuff, especially for the brain, and especially for the nervous system, like choline. Isn't that interesting? These fatty foods, like eggs and fatty fish and organ meats, contain high levels of neural foods, brain foods, nervous system food, I should say nutrients, brain nutrients, neural nutrients, nervous system nutrients, choline and cholesterol and various sterols, various substances like lecithin and vitamin D. All of these play a very important role in the nervous system, and they're found in the fatty foods. They're found in foods we're not supposed to eat. They're found in foods that registered dietitians will tell you, oh no, you should not be eating so many eggs because they have cholesterol in them. So anyway, choline is made in the body via methylation. You may have heard of methylation. Some people will tell you that they have an MTHFR deficiency. MTHFR is an enzyme that is involved in methylation. Methylation is tinker toying. Methylation is nothing more than sticking a little piece of a tinker toy onto another tinker toy. And I love this analogy of tinker toys, although recently somebody told me that kids don't play with tinker toys anymore, which is unfortunate. But most of you guys know what I'm talking about when I talk about tinker toys. Tinker toys are, you know, you got these various pieces and you stick them together in various ways. And that's all chemistry is. It's just tinker toys. Methylation is when you take a dowel and you stick a dowel is one of those tinker toy parts and you stick it onto a tinker toy and it activates things. Choline is made in the body via methylation. And if you do have a methylation issue, you may want to make sure you're using methylating aids, if you will, methylating supplements. Betaine that you'll find in the Ultimate Enzymes is a great way to support the methylation process. The Ultimate Enzymes are, I've always said this, the Ultimate Enzymes are remarkably, extraordinarily multifunctional. And one of the things that they do is they support methylation. So just another reason to take your Ultimate Enzymes. You can also use something called SAMe, which stands for sulfur adenosyl, sulfur A methionine, I believe. Just SAMe. SAMe is a methylating nutrient as well. Let's see what else here. If you're not healthy, you know, don't worry so much about these MTHFR deficiencies. Worry about your overall health. MTHFR deficiencies are said to be this genetic thing, and they are to some people, very few people, you know, they're born this way. But for most people, the genetics that are associated with MTHFR deficiency are more about physiologic stress. They're more about a system that's stressed out. So yeah, there's some genetics that are involved, because genetics are involved in everything, but the answer is not to, well, the solution is to just kind of make yourself healthy. Not to worry about the MTHFR, just make yourself healthy. Hypothyroidism almost always is associated with MTHFR deficiency, and hypothyroidism, surprise, surprise, is associated with almost everything. Third point on the triangle of disease, which means to deal with hypothyroidism and to deal with MTHFR deficiency, you go back to the triangle of disease. Work on your adrenal glands, stabilize your blood sugar, and work on the digestive system. Triangle of disease. And because choline is dependent on dietary fats, by the way, choline comes from dietary fats. If you happen to believe that nonsense about low-fat diets, fortunately people don't believe that as much anymore. If you're on a low-fat diet, you may have issues with choline. Or if you're dealing with fat malabsorption syndrome, you may have issues with choline. Choline also helps you absorb fats. Choline is one of the key players for addressing fat malabsorption syndrome. Choline may also play a role in attention deficit disorder, or ADHD, attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, as they call it today. And there is research that suggests that ADHD patients do not process choline sufficiently or effectively or normally. But you don't need research, because all you got to do is know that choline is involved in the nervous system and in the brain. If your kid has ADHD, get them on some eggs. Have them eating eggs every day. For breakfast, have them eating eggs. Or fatty fish. You know, fatty fish makes a great breakfast, especially for kids. Small amount of salmon, grilled salmon for breakfast. Crack an egg next to it. That's one of the best breakfasts you'll ever have. Way better than bacon and eggs. And very tasty if you spice your salmon just so. And also really good for the brain and for the nervous system, among other things. Kids who have ADHD in school, when they go to classes, and they're not. That's not a medical condition. That's more of a condition of nutritional deficiencies, maybe. And also, it's also associated with intelligence. It's also associated with curiosity. It's also associated with not wanting to sit still in school, maybe. So ADHD, to me, is one of those conditions where the medical model has kind of taken over. There's a lot of places where the medical model is taken over, where it doesn't need to be taken over, where we need to just be taking care of ourselves. And one of those places is ADHD, among other psychological health issues. So get your kid on, and also get your kid on fatty fish and choline, but also and omega-3 fats too, but also the B vitamins, very important for ADHD kids and ADHD adults for that matter. Deficiencies in acetylcholine are real. They have been linked to ADHD. It's not. There is evidence that shows that people can be deficient in acetylcholine. Again, a reason to eat choline-containing foods, fatty fish, organ meats, green leafy vegetables, spinach, for example, can have some choline in it for you. Legumes also. If you're vegan, you might want to stick with legumes and green leafy vegetables. You're not going to get as much as you do in eggs, though. Acetylcholine is a secretion substance. It helps you, it improves secretions. Not only is acetylcholine important for mental health and for movement in the nervous system, but it also plays a role in the secretion of sweat, secretion of sebum or skin oil, tears, digestive juices, bile. And using choline may help you if you have dry skin. Dry skin is partially caused, it's caused by a lot of things, but one of the reasons why we have dry skin is insufficient lipid or fatty secretions. Insufficient or unhealthy secretions, and choline may help you there. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We got Ivy Slater coming up in our next segment. We'll talk about her book, From the Bar to the Boardroom. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Georgia Friday to campaign with Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, the Republican incumbents. The bus tour will take them through Canton and Gainesville. Karl Rove on Fox, working with the Republicans, takes a look at what's at stake for conservatives in the Georgia Senate runoffs the first week of January.
If we don't control and have a Republican majority in the U.S. Senate, then they're going to have, as you said earlier, a clear path to this nutty agenda, get rid of the 60-vote rule, and pass every nutty nostrum and lock in a governing Democratic left majority for decades to come.
Democrat challengers are John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. A rapper who said he was making a tribute to legendary New York City hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan was recorded shooting a flamethrower from atop of an occupied city bus. The video shot in Brooklyn earlier this month gained national attention after the police union used it as an example of New York City becoming less safe. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Arizona Cardinals travel to the Emerald City and put on a great show as the Seattle Seahawks take away the win 28-21. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson in his postgame report with the NFL Network.
Man, I always sing in the middle of the game, and it just keeps me poised, it keeps me neutral. But you know, we had a great game. I think obviously Kyler's made some great plays this season. Obviously them coming off a Hail Mary last week, you know, I've seen that before. You know, I go back to my college days with Kirk Cousins, and then the next week Ohio State. So you know, it gets you a little bit nervous. But no, we played a great game. Obviously Carlos Dunlap making that last play. That's why we brought him here. A huge addition, key play. We ran the ball extremely well today. We threw it well. We made our plays, and it was great. Well, I thought we ran the ball extremely well. Yeah. That always helps, you know, when we have great running backs. Obviously, Carlos Hyde's been a 1,000, you know, plus rusher for several times, I believe, and just has done so many things for us. Obviously, DJ Dallas has been good for us all year when he stepped in. We're excited to get Chris Carson back here soon, and you know, it always helps. I think our receivers have been spectacular. Our offensive line protected extremely well. They do so many things with their pressure packages, and I thought we handled it really well. And we were prepared. We were ready to go. Coach Scheide called a great game. And we were locked in, zoned in. DK Metcalf going off, making some plays. And Tyler Lockett, once again, is so clutch. For us to be able to play such great defense like that, Bobby was on the field, Jamal, Carlos, so many guys made so many plays. It was a great game. And we really coached up well. And it was a huge win, our first win at Lumen Field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up with a search engine. We also have archives at BrightsideBen.com and the Longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, lots of good health information, videos. Got a new video coming up on Sunday, I believe, on CriticalHealthNews.com that I did with Jaunty. Thanks, Jaunty, for setting that up, by the way. CriticalHealthNews.com. Lots of good information on all our websites. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at TruthTreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing on a prescription basis for healing health challenges, skin health challenges like psoriasis, eczema, and acne. You'll never find any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. 100% active and functional healing beauty products. And that's why we have over 1,400 four- and five-star reviews up at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com for our reviews, and truthtreatments.com if you want to purchase products. And we have Black Friday specials and Christmas specials coming up as well. All right. I am really looking forward to speaking to our guest. Ivy Slater is the author of several books, From the Bar to the Boardroom, Choreographing Business Success Through Authentic Relationships, as well as Conquering Your Fear of Money, A Woman's Guide to Business Success. She is the CEO of Slater Success. Her website is slatersuccess.com. And Ivy says, true success stems from the impact of the powerful relationships we build. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Ivy Slater. Hey, Ivy.
Hi, Ben. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, it's very nice to be with you as well. So, first of all, before we jump into your book here, what exactly is a bar, a B-A-R-R-E? I think that's a very cute play on words, from the bar to the boardroom. But what exactly is a bar?
So, a B-A-R-R-E bar is a ballet bar, used in many people take bar classes now.
I see.
In the exercise world and fitness world.
I see. Are you a ballet dancer, or were you a dancer? You look like
a dancer. I was a dancer for 20-some-odd years. Yes, I have a degree in dance and a degree in communication.
Okay, so I imagine that there is a very interesting and underappreciated relationship between dancing and business. Is that correct?
You are 100% on point here.
On point, yes. So tell us about that a little bit.
So, you know, when you look at any of the performing arts, it's the same as looking at sports. And it's so often when you're interviewing for any kind of sales position or leadership position, they often go into your background in, you know, high school and college. What do you do for fun, right? They're looking for athletes. They're also looking for performers because it comes along the same line. As a dancer, I remember one day I clearly had the flu. I had fever. I had chills. I was, you know, sweating profusely, and I took myself to class. I layered on up, did what my responsibility was to do. And then on the way home, I picked up a huge jug of water, a big container of, you know, grapefruit juice, got myself into the shower and into bed and slept for 12 hours.
But you muscled through. You muscled through.
Right. And it's not about showing up sick. It's about the attitude of showing up.
I love it. That's awesome. Is that I've always said life is a athletic event. I mean, just getting your butt out of bed in the morning is an athletic event. It's like, so if you have those skills, you can have a good life. It's the same kind of skill set, no?
Exactly. And it's mental attitude. It's mental fortitude. It's showing up. You know, when I look at the 7 traits of great leadership that I have on my website, you know, trait number 7 is showing up with a what can I do attitude. And it's so easy to show up every day and say, oh, I have to get this done, and this is so hard. And, you know, 2020 is a year of challenges. And this is a year of people succeeding in so many ways. We've gotten back in touch with our values. And taking that forward, how do we take what we learned forward? How can we show up this year every day with what I can do? Well, if I'm going to be hunkered at home, or if I'm not going to be doing this and that, what can I do? How can I create new things, be productive, expand my life, expand my business?
So you're not buying into any of this hand-wringing or this woe is me kind of stuff that's in the news and a lot of people have somehow succumbed to, if you will. You say there's opportunities. Wherever you have this kind of stuff, you also have opportunities.
Exactly. You know, everything in life happens for a reason. And there's lessons we're being taught this year. And are we willing to actually play a full game, right? Perform big, play the full game, and see what they are for each of us. It's amazing, you know, little things like I have 2 adult kids, and I ended up having both of them back under my roof all summer. Now I could say, like, wow, I'm running a business, and I have my kids here, and they're working, and the house had, you know, a crazy vibe, right? Or I could come from the approach of, wow, having kids in their 20s, both working and being productive and wanting to be in our environment and be together and hunker down together is a moment in time that is irreplaceable. So it's a point of view and how you want to approach it. The same thing is true in business. Are you seeing the golden rainbows here? Are you seeing where opportunity is sitting? Things are a little quiet. What are you developing? What are you working on? What are you learning?
So you're big on relationships, and now it's almost like
everything's conspired to destroy our relationships. The latest thing on Thanksgiving is you can't have people over for Thanksgiving. You can't have gathering. Some countries they can't even gather, not the United States, but in some countries you can't even gather like four or five people, even family people. You can't walk down the street together. It seems like everything's conspiring to destroy relationships. How do you deal with that?
I think it's a great point. And although there's a lot out there challenging us on relationships, so we have the ability to then show up and say, well, it's making me look at things differently. You have all these video platforms, right? Mm. Whether it be Zoom or FaceTime or Teams or StreamYard, and we can go on and on. And what's it like? So here's a client of mine, and we were looking at the golden opportunities of 2020, right? Starting to work on her strategic plan for 2021. We reviewed 2020. And then we went into the personal. I was like, give me some of the golden things that came out. And she goes, you know what? She goes, she's has six brothers and sisters. She's like, we're across the country. You know, everybody always caught up with each other on different schedules. It's life, Ivy. People are busy. And she goes, all of a sudden this year, we instituted a Monday night call. We all get on Zoom every Monday. She goes, I know more about what's going on in my siblings' world right now than I did last year, let alone the last 5 years, running a business, having my siblings doing their thing. So it's showing
awesome.
What can you do, right? And same thing is showing up in business. It's showing up all through our lives. It's do we want to see it, and are we willing to adapt? Are we willing to learn, adapt, and grow from this experience versus just, you know, kind of having a tantrum like a two-year-old and say, I want my Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right. Where does leadership fit into this? As business people, how can we leverage leadership skills in order to help our customers, help our clients get through all this stuff? I mean, what are the things that business people can do as leaders?
I think that's a great question.
We got a commercial. So hang on that. We'll take a commercial. We'll come back. We're talking to Ivy Slater, SlaterSuccess.com. Her books are From the Bar to the Boardroom, Choreographing Business Success Through Authentic Relationships, and Conquering Your Fear of Money, Woman's Guide to Business Success. More with Ivy Slater on the Bright Side right after this. Don't go away.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, we're talking to Ivy Slater, SlaterSuccess.com. Her books are Conquering Your Fear of Money and From the Bar to the Boardroom. Ivy, before we went to break, we were talking about this relationship between leadership and business, and how can business owners or people who are in business leverage leadership skills to help their clients and help their business, particularly in this crazy, corona-crazy time that we're living in?
I think a couple of things that great leaders do right now is they show up with a big heart and a big ear. You know, the expression that says we have two ears and one mouth?
Yeah.
They show up to listen. They show up with a heart and they care. So they're asking their people how they're doing. They're people who are struggling, they're making sure support is in place. They're pulling people together. They're not just speaking motivation. They're pulling people up and having them create their own motivation and share it with one another, share great ideas, bring things together. I was just working with a client and we were looking at something to do for all their teams for the holidays. And, sometimes they're like, oh, let me run this idea by you. And she goes, I could do this or I could do this. And I said, which idea fosters more engagement? Which isn't not more fun or which is like on the surface, but which fosters engagement? We need one another now, and we need to be engaging, listening, and communicating with one another. We need to lend a heart, an ear, a caring, you know, it's like that Care Bear back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pass it around. Know that people know you have their back and you're thinking of them. It's really easy to send a message, whether it be on Teams, on Slack, on Zoom, on, a text message, an email, and go old-fashioned, pick up the phone and even just leave a voicemail and say, I'm thinking about you.
Do you think the old adversarial way of doing business where the business owner is pitted against the customer is kind of dissolving in the wake of all the stuff that's going on?
I think it's evolving versus dissolving.
It's changing.
That's where I choose to see it. It's changing. And change. There's an expression that goes, change is good, but you go first. Because change is
scary. I hadn't heard that. That's good. Change is good, but you go first. All right, I'm going to work with that one. That's good.
You know, because people react to change as like they pull back, they get a little frightened, they get a little scared.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yet evolution is one of the greatest things. If we have not evolved, we wouldn't
right.
be driving in cars. We wouldn't be worried that we can or cannot get off an airplane. We wouldn't have any of this. So change is good. We just need to take a breath through this and say, what are we learning during this evolution? And then what do we want to discard? And then what do we want to keep and move forward?
So you have multiple books. I want to talk about the Making Money book. That's Conquering Your Fear of Money. You also have a blog. You also have lots of videos, and you do presentations. How do people work with you? Like, you know, do you work one-on-one with people if they have a business or if they're a CEO, et cetera?
Absolutely. So I do work with business leaders. I help businesses scale and grow, as well as I work in a lot of corporations on leadership. One of the big things in larger companies right now is they want their people to have an entrepreneurial spirit. Is the phrase, yet it's nothing that's taught in any program. It's nothing that's taught in college, in MBA programs, in law school, in any situation. Yet they want them to have this. So what I do is I do work with clients one-on-one on their businesses. Very often I work with just not just the client but their entire teams. I'm also brought into corporations to do a lot of training, coaching and development of their people. So their entire team starts elevating.
I personally love the entrepreneur lifestyle. I've been an entrepreneur my whole life, and it just seems like the most invigorating way to live a life. How would you describe, what does that mean to you when you say entrepreneur, I think you said entrepreneur mindset. What does that mean to you?
You know, when I was in my 20s, I was determined to be a business owner. I didn't, at that time, I was like, I had no idea what kind of business I was going to own or run, but I truly wanted to be the master of my destiny. And that's what I look at being as being an entrepreneur mindset is, you know what? We fail well, but we learn from it and we build better than ever before.
I love
We're willing to look at what works and what doesn't. An entrepreneurial mindset is somebody who's willing to play big, take the risks. But they're going to be calculated. They're going to be planned out. They're going to be calculated. But we know there's a risk there involved.
Right.
You know, transitioning, throwing away a seven-figure printing company to open in 2008 when nobody knew what a coach was, let alone a coaching and consulting business, right?
Wow.
And, you know, I remember being berated by my accountant saying, you're out of your mind. What are you doing? And I said, I'm doing what I believe is the right future for me. It was a calculated risk.
So being an entrepreneur is like being an athlete. You have the same skills. It's like the athlete of the business world.
Absolutely. You're training every day, and you realize you're in training every day. You're learning every day. You know, top athletes are still looking at their coaches.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
You're still improving your game. And I'll say for myself, I'm going to improve my game until I lay down and I'm done.
I love it. You're so inspiring. So I love this title here, Conquering Your Fear of Money, because that's kind of a compelling name title there. What does this mean, fear of money?
Well, I've worked with an enormous amount of women leaders over the years. You know, I have a sweet spot, a huge passion for women stepping into their value, earning their worth. And the one thing I've seen way too many times is women have a tendency of undercharging and undervaluing themselves. And, you know, quite frankly, it's always annoyed me. It's we should make as much, if not more. We are doing, especially today. You know, when you look at how many women are also overseeing their kids, remote schools, and doing so much more, and still running their businesses, leading their careers forward, what we come to the table with, we should see where not just others should see our compensation and our value. We need to be able to look in the mirror and see it for ourselves. And that's where that book was birthed from, of that idea of, ladies, let's sit down at a table and talk money. Let's sit down at the table and talk about the strengths of negotiations. Let's sit down and look and own our values and then some, and ask for it with confidence.
So fear of money is like, it's not fear of the dollar bills, fear of the topic of money or the subject of money.
Correct. And, you know, what studies are showing is more women are controlling their household money and their net worth than ever before in our home, right? But then we go sit down and you could, you know, go back to Sheryl Sandberg's book where, you know, in her story of Facebook gave her an offer and she was like, yeah, okay, great. This is, and then it was her husband who challenged her, yeah, saying you're taking the first offer. And so often I speak to women, they're like, well, it's a good offer, or this is a good price I'm putting this out at. People are buying it. I was like, yeah, but if you have 100% conversion rate on a number, maybe you're selling something too cheap. Should we be talking about that? They're like, but I'm doing well. And I'm like, let's look at what the market, you know. So it's truly women confidently talking money, talking about the skill sets of worth and value, and looking in that mirror and seeing their value.
Do you talk to kids, like high schoolers, high school girls, or college girls who are entering?
Yeah, I've always had a huge, huge, you know, anybody who knows me knows, hey, Ivy, I've got a group where I'm involved with, and I'm like, okay, just say yes. This Christmas I was just asked to speak for a group of actually high school girls.
What do you find about high school girls as opposed to when you were growing up? How are they different?
In terms
of leadership and entrepreneurship and money, I mean.
So what's really interesting is high school girls have more inner confidence than high school boys.
Uh-huh.
So then the question is, what happens? Where does it shift? And why does it shift? And I don't have the answer to that, and I would love to. I would love to go and, you know, understand some specialized
studies. It's the men. We've conspired. We've conspired to do it. It's the men have done that. All right. Hey, Ivy, that was very, very informative. Thank you so much, Ivy Slater. Good luck with everything you're doing. And your podcast,
Thank
too,
you.
Her success story, on all the podcast platforms, I imagine.
Absolutely. On all the platforms. Give us a listen. Give us a rating and subscribe.
Great. And the website is SlaterSuccess.com. The books From the Bar to the Boardroom, as well as Conquering Your Fear of Money. Thanks so much, Ivy. Have a beautiful day. That was Ivy Slater on the Bright Side. Take care. Ivy Slater on the Bright Side. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.